Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is October 6th, 2012. I'm talking very quietly because my family's still asleep. We're going to be going for a little drive today, so I'm letting them get some rest. A couple of days ago, or actually yesterday, I mentioned I was going to leave an audio boo today about the story of me, a microphone, and a famous musician. Well, this is by no means my October 6th episode. I'm still working on that. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do. The topic today is songs that remind you, or songs that go with food. I'm drawing a complete and utter blank on this, so I have no idea what I'm going to do. All right, getting back to my story. A few days ago, I sent a DM boo to a friend of mine, telling him this story, and he urged me to tell this story on audio boo. So here we go. I mentioned that I was using an Electro Voice microphone for my Octaver, some of my Octaver boos. This is how I came about to get that microphone. Years ago, around the mid to late 80s, I had a Fiat Brava. The car broke down, and I'll get to that in a moment. The car broke down, and both my father and I feared that it was the timing belt that had slipped, so it was no longer running properly at all. And fearing the worst, because we thought at the time that it was an interference engine, which means that the valves, when they come down to the piston, if they're not in the right position, the piston can hit the valves. Fearing the worst, we just put the car in the yard and left it there. And it sat there for 2 or 3 months before my father said, you know, we really have to get rid of that car. I said, okay, Dad, I will. At the time, I was in college, and there was a friend of mine. His name was Henry. And he approached me one day, and we were talking about different things and music, and he was a roadie, and he told me that supposedly he had in his possession the microphone used by Billy Joel on his piano when he did a concert in Montreal. So me being a huge Billy Joel fan at the time, I absolutely had to get my hands on this microphone. Of course, I had no way of knowing if it was ever used by Billy Joel, or if it was ever really a piano microphone. But that didn't matter. At that time, you know, when you're young and impulsive. So we sort of hemmed and hawed and back and forth on a price. And one day, again, at school, in the cafeteria, I had mentioned to him that I had this car sitting around. And I knew he was pretty handy with mechanics. So he told me, he says, how about I make you a deal? I'll trade you the microphone and a few others for the car. I thought, well, what have I got to lose? The car's just sitting there anyway. So I go home with this bag of microphones, and I go in the house, and my father was home, and I tell my father the great news. Hey, Dad, I'm getting rid of the car. So he was happy. And he said, so he asked me, he said, so, you know, did you sell it? I said, no, I traded it. So there was a bit of a pause, and he kind of looks at me with his head cocked to the side. Traded it? And I said, yeah, for this. And I pull the bag out from behind me of the microphones. He looks at the bag. He looks at me. He shakes his head, and he walks away. It was just like, I could just imagine, you know, and you had to see his face when he, what? You traded a car for a bag of microphones? It was hilarious. Anyway, so I don't know whatever happened to the car. I'm not even sure to this day what happened to the microphone. I must have sold it or gave it away or something. But several years after that incident, I do remember doing some inquiries and finding out that most likely it was not Billy Joel's microphone, which I suspected all along anyway. So that's the story of how I got the Electro Voice microphone. It's an RE16, and it's right here on a mic stand beside me, and it's the one I used for a couple of my Octaver episodes. It's a nice mic. It really works well. But I think at this point, it's a dynamic microphone, and it could be why I was getting some hiss and background noise on my Octaver recordings. Hopefully I'll get a better mic in the next few weeks. I've ordered it. It should come in, so I'm crossing my fingers. But I just wanted to finish up this little audio boo with how I got the car home after it broke down. This is very interesting. Please, as a disclaimer, do not do this to your car. Okay, I had to do it. It was sort of, I was a desperate kid. I had to get to a phone booth to phone my dad. So what I did, I was on the highway at the time. The car broke down, and I was close to an exit that I knew there was a gas station with a phone booth. So what I did, because the battery was still fine in the car, the engine wouldn't run, but it would turn over. So I put the car in first gear. I turned the key, started the starter winding up, and then I slowly pulled out the clutch, and the starter motor had enough power to get the car moving. Then, I mean, it was really slow at first, and they took a long time to build up any kind of speed. And then, using my left hand, don't do this, disclaimer, I shifted into second gear. And again, slowly let out the clutch, and the car picked up more speed. It had some momentum now. I actually got it up into third gear with the starter motor still going, and I drove it about 1 kilometer onto the off-ramp and then subsequently to the gas station. And that's another reason why I got rid of the car, because not only did it need probably a timing belt and some work, but it probably needed a new starter too. Now, since the guy kind of fooled me into thinking it was Billy Joel's microphone, well, I kind of never told him about the starter. Have a good day, everyone.